Hi, this is Olivia from experiencedmistress.com, and I've got a question for you. Are you kinky, submissive, or just adventurous? Let's start with the first one. Are you truly kinky? You might be like me. For years, I thought I was adventurous and sexually curious. Yeah. When I got into the fetish scene, the BDSM players automatically assumed I would be submissive since I am female. I'll admit, I didn't know dominant from submissive, so I went along with it as a learning experience. I am, after all, adventurous. Obviously, I am a femdom, but I also adore sensual vanilla sex. I believe any erotic journey is first and foremost an exploration of self. How can you communicate or even know what you like unless you find out what you like? And bear in mind, what you like can shift. In fact, your fetish, kinks, and erotic turn-ons will probably change over time. Nothing good comes from denying your kinky pleasures. I hear from cross-dressers and even a sissy or two or three or four that they have purged. That's not the eating disorder. When a cross-dresser purges, gets rid of all the female lingerie, clothing, special femme items that make her or him feel girly, don't do it. Here's how a cross-dresser can avoid the purge. While that post is about feminine lingerie, I think it can apply to anyone who is kinky or adventurous, because I think sexually adventurous is good. Researchers haven't studied BDSM and kinksters all that much, but it is becoming an area of research. Kinky people tend to have better relationships and are happier than the general population. Is it because they're adventurous? Well, adventurous people tend to live large, and that's exciting. Is it because kinky people have to be honest about what they want sexually? I'm not sure, but I do know that phone sex is a safe, private, honest way to get your kink on or explore things that you can't or won't do face to face. So let's try some phone sex. Dial 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.